Hi, Miles. No, Miles is a distraction. I did. Hola. Is it working? Okay, I can't hear myself when I hear myself, so. Amen. Hello, I'm Kevin Sanford, and I am a child of God. Today, first, I'd like to thank all of our students. Andrew, back in the booth. Everyone at the welcome, right at the front doors, at the coffee booth. I know everyone enjoys that coffee. Thank you for the worship team singing up here. It was amazing. Thank you for doing the children's thing up here and announcements and everything that's yet to come. It's fighting me, so, I mean, I'm not a technological person. So, today we're going to be in 1 Thessalonians 2:17 through 20, and then 1 Thessalonians 3, all of it. So, before we get in, I'd just like to pray. Lord, thank you for bringing us all together. Thank you for giving us this time to dive deeper into your word, Lord. May this message, amen, be of you, Lord, and not of me, and in your amazing and beautiful name we pray, amen. So, first, I'm going to read it, and then we're going to go through it. So, 1 Thessalonians, this was a new young church. Paul had started this church and left, and the 1 Thessalonians were very faithful and very well young church. However, Paul did care about them and did have struggles with them, so he wrote these letters. And so, starting in Paul, Thessalonians 2:17, But as for us, brothers and sisters, after we were forced to leave you for a short time, in person, not in heart, we greatly desired and made every effort to return and to see your face. So we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us. For who is our joy? Who is our hope or joy or crown of boasting in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy. Right there, Paul takes his joy and gives praise to God. Even though he might be hindered by Satan, he takes his glory and joy and praises God for what Thessalonians are doing. Even though his life might not be that great, he knows that they are being faithful and being children of God and staying faithful. So the 4 points that I've found through this is that first, we have to walk together in a church. We have to be connected to each other because sometimes church can feel like just a check mark. I know as a child growing up, I've made church more of a checkbox instead of a relationship with Jesus. I've been able to just jump in the car, fall asleep on the way there because I was still tired from whatever I was doing on Sunday or Saturday, show up, try and stay awake during service, and then go home and hopefully get lunch or whatever was going on. But we need to make sure that we make church not just a once a week thing. Sometimes we can just put him and say, oh, I'm starting my week, and this is how we do this. And then Monday rolls around, and you get busy with work or school or whatever, and you just completely forget about him. I know when I wake up, it takes me a second to remember, oh, Jesus is here, and I should probably get into his word. And so, by walking together, we need to share a concern for each other. In 2:18, it says, "So we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us." We have to want the connection with each other because we cannot do it alone. We need Jesus and we need each other to build each other up through his word and through his faith and through his grace. Second point, we must sacrifice together. During this time, Paul had to leave in 1 Thessalonians 3. "Therefore, we could no longer stand it. We thought it was better to be left alone in Athens." The Roman Empire at that time, under Caesar, had a lot of problems with these 1 Thessalonians, that they were calling Jesus their Lord and their one true Lord. And they were like, Caesar's over here, you got to be praying this, or you got to be giving everything to this guy. And so Paul had to leave to Athens. And even though he left to Athens and it was somewhat safer for him, he still had trouble through it because Athens is, at the time, was under a lot of people worshiping over 300 gods. There were so many different religions there that it made it difficult to be a Christian in Athens just because no one really understood what Paul was trying to say, and most of the time would just brush him by. Let me find something. Yes, so in Acts 17, I'm a child, so I took a few of the children's bookmarks. They're great. Yes, okay. After they passed through that word and Apollonia, these are weird names, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As usual, Paul went into the synagogue, and on the 3 days of the Sabbath day, reasoned with them from the scripture, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Messiah to suffer and rise from the dead. This Jesus I proclaim to you is the Messiah. Some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, including a large number of God-fearing Greeks, as well as a number of the leading women. There's a lot more. Thank you. Yep. I had something. They were getting persecuted for not going to Caesar and instead going to Jesus. Next up. The third point is we have to suffer together. 3:4. "In fact, when we were with you, we told you in advance that we were going to experience afflictions, and as you know, it happened." These afflictions weren't just some day-to-day struggles of, oh my gosh, I spilled my coffee, or traffic sucks. These guys were getting beat up and killed for praising the Lord. And even through all of this, they did stay faithful. Paul made sure to let them know that life was not going to be easy, and there was going to be challenges, but Jesus is peace. Jesus is not the easy way of life, but he is the way of life. He gives us strength. I do know I have this. Okay. Philippians 4:7, one of my favorite verse. and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. The peace of God. We might not understand it, whatever's going on, but Jesus is there for us. I was working with a group of kids a while back. I don't remember what they were called, but it was a different youth group that we were working with, and one of them said that Jesus isn't the map. He's not going to show you everything, but he's a compass. So you might not see what's going to happen, but he will guide you on the right way. Now, yes, you don't need to figure it out on your own. You need others to be with you. So back to being connected to the church, you need others to help you. You need people to guide you, and you can't just do it alone. I know nowadays in high school, I have a lot of friends, and we're all trying to figure out how to grow up in this world. And I know a lot of kids are like, oh, just be a man. You don't got to tell no one. Just do it on your own, blah, blah, blah. But you don't. You need to go through Jesus, and you need people of Christ to help you through it. And finally, we need to pray together. At the end of Thessalonians 3, Paul has this prayer that is very meaningful, but also very simple. He prays, as we pray very earnestly night and day to see you face to face and to complete what is lacking in your faith, now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord cause you to increase and overflow with love for one another and for everyone just as we do for you. May he make your heart blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Amen. Simple as that. He has four main ideas, and I go back to Matthew 6, 7, 8, which leads into the Lord's Prayer, which says, When you pray, don't babble like the Gentiles, since they imagine they'll be heard for their many words. Don't be like them, because your Father knows the things that you need before you ask them. Therefore, you should pray like this: Our Father in heaven, your name be honored as holy, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others for their offenses, your heavenly Father will forgive you as well. But if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive your offenses. Okay. Not the Lord's Prayer I'm used to, but that's okay. Okay. Okay, back to Paul's prayer. Simple, but he has four very meaningful points. First is for spiritual growth. As we pray very earnestly night and day to see you face to face and to complete what is lacking in your faith. The First Thessalonians were very faithful and a very powerful young church. However, they were young and they still needed to have more faith. And so he prays for spiritual growth over them. Next, he goes to, now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. He wants God to open doors for us. He wants to make sure that God is the way. He will open the doors, and that Paul cannot get to the Thessalonians unless it is in God's will. He gives full direction to God and lets him take his path and fully commits to God. Three, he asks for them to increase in love. And may the Lord cause you to increase and overflow with love for one another and for everyone, just as we do for you. He prays that we can love others as he has loved us. He died on the cross for all of us by his grace and by his love for us, and we didn't do anything to deserve it. So, from his love towards us, we should also love others as he did for us, so that we may be the light of Christ, to be the example of God, to smell like Jesus. And then finally, to have a worthy walk. May he make your heart blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Amen. He wants to make sure that we focus on the Lord in everything that we do. There's nothing on that page. Yes, that we focus on the Lord and not of anything of our personal desires. With all that, I'd like to pray us out and then ask Steve Sanford to come up to finish up. Lord, thank you for this amazing day. Thank you for all of us being able to make it here and to get into your word and learn more about you. You are the one that loves us, and we thank you for it. And in your amazing and beautiful name we pray. Amen.
That went a lot better.
Pete and Mark and Sherry and Keith. Goodness, you're going to need some more coffee. Hey, but I want to, or water. Maybe it's water. Maybe you're just dehydrated and that's why you can't worship this morning. We do have that too. But hey, if you're hungry for